Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and during January, a lot of people's goals is just to be happy. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, proven ways to make yourself happy. But very first, I want to tell you about a new radio program that we have here on Mormon Channel called Here to Help. And it's the third episode in the series, and it takes us to a peanut butter factory in Houston, Texas. And you can listen to how people in Houston are finding ways to make a difference in this peanut butter factory. So kind of an interesting story there. So you'll want to check that out for sure. Again, it's called Here to Help, and it's right here on the Mormon Channel. So be sure to look for that. Okay, so back to happiness. Most people, I think, have a deep desire to be happy. And by being happy, we don't necessarily mean that you always have to be giddy or that you always have to be smiling or have a happy attitude. But we're more talking about that underlying joy just throughout life, that you're content, that you feel a peace, and that you just describe yourself as a happy person. Well, we found an article on Inc.com, INC.com, that lists specific things that can make you happier. And maybe one or two of these things you can incorporate into your lifestyle to bring you more joy. So the first one that we want to talk about is exercise. God, we hear a lot about exercise in January, don't we? The gyms are just full of people. But even if you can just get out for 7 to 10 minutes a day and take a walk around your neighborhood or run around with your kids or just find a way to be active for just a few minutes. Maybe if you have a 15-minute break from work, you can take a lap around your building. Just get outside and see something beautiful. Bundle up, of course, if you live somewhere cold. But it changes how you feel, and even if your body doesn't change, how you feel about your body actually does change. Isn't that interesting? The next one, sleep more. If you get more sleep, you're less sensitive to negative emotions. The world just seems like a better place when you wake up and you've had a good night's sleep, don't you think? When you get a full 8 hours, you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, my problems are not as bad as I thought they were. So try and get more sleep. Also, spend more time with friends and family. Staying in touch with friends and family is one of the top 5 regrets of someone who's dying. Isn't that sad? But research also proves that it can make you happier right now in the moment. So make an effort to spend more time with your loved ones. Get outside more. There's something really to be said about going outside and just breathing in some fresh air and looking around and enjoying the world around you a little bit. The next one is to help others. 100 hours a year is the magic number. And this could be a really great New Year's resolution if you're still thinking about goals for the new year. So one of the most counterintuitive pieces of advice is that to make yourself feel happier, you should help others. But in fact, 100 hours per year or 2 hours per week, that's it, just 2 hours per week, is the optimal amount of time that we should dedicate to helping others in order to enrich our own lives. Kind of an interesting thought right there, and maybe set aside some time this week to help someone else. The next one is to practice smiling. It's hard not to feel happy when you're smiling. Of course, it's important to practice real smiles. Just try it. Smile with your mouth and then smile naturally and your eyes narrow. There's a huge difference between a fake smile and a genuine smile. So just practice smiling at people down the street. And I bet that if you smile at somebody, they'll be taken aback just a little bit. They won't know how to react. The next one is to plan a trip. It helps even if you don't actually take one. Isn't that interesting? A lot of it has to do with simply planning a vacation or a break from work improves our happiness. And also, looking ahead to something, having something to look forward to, is also a boost of happiness. And it helps you remind yourself about something positive that's coming up in the future. The next one is to meditate. and just take a moment, clear your mind, calm down, and rewire your brain sort of for happiness. A lot of people don't know how to meditate, and so we're going to give you one exercise to do that you could even do right now, right as soon as our program's over, that can help you learn how to meditate. And it's to go to a quiet place, and then while you inhale, slowly count to 10, and on the exhale, count slowly to 10 again. And do this 10 times of however long you can or you want to. And then make an effort to be slow and slow down your breath and close your eyes or look at a spot on the wall that won't distract you. And if a thought comes into your head, don't force it away. Rather, just let it float by and then go back to your counting and see how that makes you feel when you're done with it. The next one is to move closer to where you work. Interesting, but a shorter commute is worth more than a bigger house. Because driving can be stressful, it sucks up your time, you get stuck in traffic, and a lot of people don't compensate for their time when they think about what kind of house they can get. But is it really worth it to have the bigger house or something if you have to commute so far each direction? And I often think about when I worked in the Midwest, I had a really long commute. I commuted about an hour and 15 minutes each direction to get to my TV station there. And that may not sound like a long time to some people, but it was a long time to me. And I just felt like my life was wasting away driving at times. And so I made a concerted effort when I started my next job that I was going to live a lot closer to that office. And it really did improve my mood a lot more. I arrived to work much more refreshed when I was leaving work. I knew that I'd be home soon. And so something to think about when you're looking at where you're going to live. And the last one is to practice gratitude. In an experiment, participants took notes of things that they were grateful for each day, and their moods were actually improved just from this simple practice. So maybe start a journal of happiness. Maybe write down the things that you're grateful for every day, or just reflect upon them every day. Dinner time's a really great time to do that when you're sitting around the dinner table with somebody, your family, your friends. Reflect upon the things that you are grateful for and see if it improves your mood. Well, Elder Benjamin De Hoyos of the Quorum of the 70, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said, "Life is good if we live in such a way to make it so. Believing, desiring, deciding, and choosing correctly are the simple actions that define and increase in happiness and an increase in the inner assurance that transcends this life." Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.